This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A dozen UN Security Council envoys flew to Egypt to visit the border with Gaza just days after the Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned thousands of people in the besieged Palestinian enclave are simply starving. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
A stark warning from the head of the United Nations Agency for the Palestinians on Monday.
We hear for the first time that hunger is prevailing in Gaza. More and more people haven't eaten for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days.
Philippe Lazzarini and other UN envoys demanded an end to the war as they headed across Egypt's Sinai Peninsula to the Rafah crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid. He warned of an implosion of order as hunger spreads and Gazans who haven't eaten for days loot aid distribution centers and stop trucks on roads to try to find food for their families.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States thanking the U.S. military for its support while asking U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Zelensky America's support for Ukraine is unshakable and agreed on the danger of letting Russia win.
Putin still believes that he can outlast Ukraine and that he can outlast America.
And Austin said Washington's commitments must be kept.
If we do not stand up to the Kremlin's aggression today, if we do not deter other would-be aggressors, we will only invite more aggression, more bloodshed, and more chaos.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
This is VOA News. The top UN official in Congo is warning the Security Council that tensions between Congo and Rwanda have escalated, heightening the risk of a military confrontation that could draw in Burundi. Special Representative warns on Monday, came shortly before the ambassadors from Congo and Rwanda traded accusations in the council in 9 days ahead of Congo's December 20th presidential election, in which President Felix is seeking a second term against two dozen candidates. Voting nears, Congo's government is also doubling down on a push to have regional and international peacekeeping forces withdraw. The draft language of a United Nations deal on climate change does not include language to phase out the use of fossil fuels, language that is being demanded by over 100 countries, including the United States as well as the European Union's delegation. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda.
The summit known as COP28 has been running for 2 weeks, and the impasse has set up a difficult final round of negotiations. Sources familiar with the talks have told Reuters that the UAE, which is hosting the event, has come under pressure from Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC, to drop any mention of ditching fossil fuels. Although the language doesn't include ending fossil fuels as is, it does include other options, such as reducing the use of fossil fuels to achieve carbon neutrality around the year 2050 and ramping up technologies that capture carbon emissions to keep it out of the atmosphere.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
A federal judge this month rejected claims by Trump's lawyers that, as an ex-president, he's immune from federal prosecution. His trial is set for March. Trump has signaled he will ask a federal appeals panel to reverse that ruling. Smith, in turn, is looking to bypass that court and wants the high court to rule quickly. That reflects his desire to keep the case on track and avoid delays that could push the trial until after next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations has ended its 10-year peacekeeping mission in Mali following the government's request that alleges the force was inadequate to respond to growing violent extremism in the West African nation. The UN effort in Mali has been the deadliest peacekeeping mission in the world, with more than 300 personnel killed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.